It's just about 7:34 in the morning. The program's up front. My name's Brian Edwards-Teeger. We're going to move now past the U.S.-Mexican border to the country in Central America that has been most overrepresented in the migrant caravans that have been sending people north. Honduras. Country just marked on June 28th, the 10th anniversary of the coup that overthrew elected center-left President Manuel Zelaya. And residents of Honduras have been marking that anniversary with protests and also targeting the protests at a wave of austerity measures that have been proposed and rolled out by current President Juan Orlando Hernandez, who many Hondurans believe did not win fairly. We're joined now by Zenaida Velasquez, a Honduran human rights activist and one of the founders of COFADE, the Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me in this program.
So we've been seeing sporadic reports from the protests, the most notable of which was of soldiers moving on to the university campus in Tegucigalpa June 24th and firing on student protesters with live ammunition, killing at least four. This seems pretty notable in that universities are kind of sacred zones in Honduras and many Latin American countries. They have autonomy that's supposed to free them, keep them free of police action.
Yes, that is right. And this is happening now with a lot of frequency in Honduras. Juan Orlando Hernandez, whose name himself the president of Honduras, but that everybody knows that he won illegally. He stole the results of the elections. And the way he keeps in power is because he is doing this and has the support of the National Armed Forces and also the support of the United States administration, unfortunately.
What form of support does he get from the United States currently?
He gets money, and they also get military aid, and they are also train these police and army members with new techniques of torture. Just recently, in May, 1,000 Israeli soldiers were supposed to arrive in Honduras. I think they are already in Honduras. I'm not sure of this information yet, but I know that they must be there. And so this is to train the soldiers and the police in horrid techniques of torture and killing. Who doesn't know what they have been doing in Israel with the Palestinian population, you know? So this is horrible. It is preposterous, really, what they are doing in Honduras and to kill the people that protest against this illegal government, against this tortured government, against this tyrant who is proclaimed one of the most horrible presidents in Latin America during these two centuries, probably.
How serious a threat do you think the current round of protests are to his government?
The protests are pacific, totally pacific, and the protests are chanting everywhere, Fuera Ho, which Ho means Juan Orlando Hernandez. That's the acronym of his name, and that means out with Ho. And so just by doing this, they can easily be shot and killed, or at least detained, tortured, tear gassed horribly. And this is horrendous. We don't understand why the United States administration continues supporting this guy, because nobody wants him. What they want is him out. And the United States administration knows that this is an narco-dictator, that he's involved in drug trafficking and money laundering, and his youngest brother was just detained in Florida the 25th of November, the day after Thanksgiving. And he's here detained by the DEA, and he has been in these actions, not only selling drugs, but also selling arms to the criminals in Honduras. And so he's been doing this since 2004, and his president's brother didn't know that he was doing that.
Yeah. Is there any signs of opposition within the ranks of the government? Any defections within the police?
There was an action precisely during these last riots that began on May 27th, and during that the police decided not to go against the people, not tear gas them, but they were after better benefits for them. We have heard that within the armed forces there is a discontent because he has been elevating to the highest ranks, like colonels and generals, to his friends and ex-classmates at the military school in San Pedro Sula, where he graduated from. And he has done this against the code, because in the army they have a code, and is very regularly talking about promotions that should be elevated to the highest rank. And he has jumped this code and favored his friends and supporters. And so that's what I heard, that there is a lot of discontent within the army members. So we have been hoping for this to happen, you know, praying and hoping this happens, because this will be to support the struggle of the people that began the day the coup was done on June 28, 2009. Since then, the people have not stopped demonstrating against this administration.
We're speaking to Zenaida Velasquez. She's a Honduran human rights activist, one of the founders of the Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras. Its acronym in Spanish is COFADE. And what we're discussing is a wave of anti-government protests that have swept Honduras. They're both protesting austerity measures that are being rolled out by the current government of Juan Orlando Hernandez, and marking the 10-year anniversary of the coup that ousted former elected center-left President Manuel Zelaya. Let's talk for a moment about what the government is currently doing that these protests started out trying to stop. What are those austerity measures?
The austerity measures was that they passed two decrees trying to privatize the education and the health care. And that was the last drop that people couldn't support this, and they went to the street, and that was on May 27th, and they have been on the street since then, no matter that they have been tear gassed, they have been beaten, they have been receiving live ammunition. All of this has been happening. The army members, not only the police, have been out on the streets to try to dissuade them. But I think the people are determined, and they are not afraid anymore of this administration. On the contrary, we believe that the dictator is really afraid, because he is recurring to all these horrible, abusive methods. Everybody knows, and he knows. He must be aware that this is the top of the human rights violations actions. It's incredible what this guy has been doing, and these two decrees were passed, of course, following recommendations of the International Monetary Fund. But people cannot withstand this. Actually, there is a crisis in these two aspects, in health and education. When people go to the hospital, there is nothing. This guy hasn't built any new hospital. On the contrary, lots of even community clinics have been closed. Departments within the hospital have been closed because there is nothing to offer to the people. There is not even syringes, not even aspirins, not the most minimum thing you can think of is not available in the hospital. If someone needs surgery, they have to buy even the blood for their transfusion. It's incredible, and the population is very poor. We have like 60% of poverty, and out of those 60% who are poor, we have 40% that is in misery, really. There are people that are not eating one plate of food a day, not even that. There are people that have died because they have eaten poisonous mushrooms due to hunger. They try to eat that. There is a lot of suicide happening in Honduras because people have lost hope, especially the young people. They graduate from the university and they search for jobs, and there are no jobs. You can see doctors, engineers working in call centers for the minimum payment, you know, some also driving taxis, and so doing that type of job because there's no hope. And then you can see all these dozens of caravans that have been organized because people are trying to come north, and some of them for economic reasons, some of them because they are trying to save their lives, because we have also a huge problem with criminality, the gangs activities. The gangs have taken entire territories in the country.
I'm curious, as I understand it, the Honduran economy is extremely dependent on remittances, remesas, from Hondurans working in the United States and sending money back home. What effect would it have if the Trump administration moves ahead with its agenda and starts kicking out undocumented Hondurans, maybe even revoking temporary protected status for the tens of thousands of Hondurans who have it here?
That would be terrible. That will really affect the Honduran population, because certainly the famous remesas is a huge percentage of the PIB, you know, the national budget.
The GDP, yeah.
The GDP and the national, the gross budget. And if this happens, and he is already... Trump has already threatened to send the people with TPS back to Honduras. To do what? There is nothing in that country for these people to do. And they have been established here for years, since the late 90s, I think, that this hurricane happened in 1998. So they have been here since then. They have their families established here. They have bought homes. They are working. They are contributing not only to Honduras, but also to the United States, because they pay taxes also. And so this... it will be the ruin. There will be a catastrophe to Honduras, to the Honduran people, having this canceled by Trump.
All right. Zenaida Velasquez, thank you so much.
Thank you.